Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, April 18th, 2025. I have your host, James, with you. And right now, we're joined by our great friend, Stephanie Hartman, Executive Director of Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Steph, good to see you. How you been?
Good to see you too, James. I'm great. How about you?
Doing well, and really do appreciate the time and certainly everything you and your staff put into this community, all the culture that you bring and all the different events and stuff that bring into this area. We have a lot of fun talking about and certainly attending. And I want to kick off right there with you with a new exhibit that you're bringing into the area.
Yes, we had our opening last night and it was very successful. We had over 75 people. And the exhibit is called Unraveling. So it's a creative fiber arts exhibit. We partnered with the Heart of Wisconsin Rug Hooking Guild, and they have the majority of the pieces in the exhibit. And it's really kind of a fascinating art. I didn't know a lot about it. And their pieces, you know, can be as small as, say, 6-inch round up to, I mean, they cover an entire wall.
Yeah.
So it's really fascinating to see how they can bring the colors together. The exhibit turned out beautifully. Kudos to our installation committee. They did a great job setting it up. And we have 23 artists total in the exhibit. So it's definitely something to see. Stop by and visit us and take a look.
It's such a unique form of art.
It is.
It's also one of those ones, and I hear this from artists, it can be inspiring.
Yes.
Excuse me. It's one of these arts that can get you, kind of light a fire under you and get you wanted to do art itself.
Yes, and they actually did a demonstration last night, and everyone was kind of picking on me a little bit, and they're like, hey, I think you could do this. You know, you could set up the pattern, and you can, you know, bring the hook through and pull the pieces through, and I know it takes a long time to perfect it, and I can tell you these pieces are perfected. So I'm sure my piece would not be in the exhibit, but it is something that I looked at and thought, now there is something that, you know, like anyone could try.
Yes, and that's to me, I think, one of the cool things about this and a lot of the art that you'll see at the Cultural Center, the idea of seeing it, being inspired, enjoying the piece, and then it kind of like being, well, you know, maybe I want to try that or something. And whether it's something that is presented in an exhibit or not, all art is good.
Yep,
and all art is good to do.
Exactly. And that's why we offer the array of classes that we offer for, you know, beginning artists all the way through very accomplished artists. But just to get people to try. And it's amazing how people, they kind of get addicted a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we've been doing some mosaic classes, and a lot of those students are headed to Hobby Lobby. They're going to buy their own glass. Mm-hmm. They're going to do their own projects. And it is inspiring to watch that. And it gives people a nice outlet. You know, we're in pretty trying times socially, and it's a good way to just kind of relax.
Yeah, it's a great point. I'm so glad you brought that up. It's one of the things that I find the best about art is the release it is. Again, this is why I say there is no good or bad art. It's all great.
Exactly.
It's because of what it does for the artist and what it can do for people. It's a really win-win kind of thing. There is all kinds of different art there as well with this exhibit. There's 2D and 3D fiber art, and I wanted to mention that. This is also free admission. It's open to the public.
It is.
And the exhibit is going to be going on for a while, 5:30 to 7:30, it looks like.
So the opening was 5:30 to 7:30.
Oh, sorry, that was the opening. Yes,
no problem. But we are open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. So you can come anytime during those hours. We also have had a couple tour groups that requested to come through. So we do make appointments outside of business hours. And, you know, we're so busy. We have staff there a lot more than just our business hours. So if you want to come and see the exhibit, or you have friends coming from out of town that want to see the exhibit, let us know. Mm-hmm. We can work with you and, you know, set up an appointment. You can come on in and visit.
We're going to give you the information on how you can reach the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center before we wrap up today. I did want to mention one other thing about this exhibit, and I don't think we get to touch on this very often, that people can purchase exhibit items that they see and be able to pick them up later in July. I think that is a really unique ability right there. Checking this stuff out is really cool. The idea that you like a piece that much, which you're going to find pieces you like that much, being able to bring it into your home.
Yes.
Everybody likes having nice art or nice things on their wall, but not everybody can have such unique, original items like we do in this area, thanks to events like this.
Absolutely. And because it's the Rug Hooking Guild, there are quite a few pieces not for sale. I think they get a little attached to their work, which I can't blame them.
No, you put
that many hours in. But there are pieces for sale, and then we have a gift shop full of art that people can purchase. The one piece that has already sold is our signature piece for this exhibit, and it's a really awesome tree that is made from optic cables.
And it's
awesome. And it was actually made from cables from a chairlift, if you can imagine that, from a ski hill. And it's a beautiful piece, but it already was purchased. But you got to come and see it before it goes to its home, because it's going up north.
I got to check that out, because somebody is lucky they got it before I did, because I'm a sucker for trees and tree art and everything. So that sounds
you
right
have
up
to
my
come
alley.
See it.
I got to see that. That is really cool. And we encourage you to see it. The exhibit is open right now for you. Go ahead and check it out at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. And again, we'll get into the details and a little bit more later as far as how to contact Stephanie if you're curious about more. I wanted to talk a little bit about the upcoming Call for Art as well. And this is one of my favorite segments we do, talking about things. We've been doing this for a while, Stephanie, and this is one of those ones that I appreciate that you guys do.
Sure. So our next exhibit is something we've never done before, and we're really excited about it. It's called The Art of the Book. So any art, any medium that has been inspired by a published book.
Okay, it's a little different than what I expected. Okay, all right,
So I'm really excited. I mean, people have all these ideas already, and they're like, well, would that work? I'm like, it's inspired by a book, so absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're going to see fiber arts. We're going to see ceramics. We're going to see everything, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. In the call for art, we ask for delivery of the items on July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So, folks, you have a lot of time. You can think and get your piece ready.
Mm-hmm.
We will ask for your title of the artwork and then the book title and the author. And then just your materials used, so your medium. And then a brief description, like how does your art piece relate to the book that you listed. We have visions of how cool this can be with maybe a photo of the book itself and then the artwork and then a little description from the artist. So we're really excited. And our hope is to get it out to the schools as well so that students can work the month of June and bring things to us the first part of July, and we can have a really nice exhibit with all different pieces. And it's a good way to find out what book you should read next, because it obviously inspired a piece of artwork. So we're excited.
It's interesting. We didn't do this on purpose, but like all good things, they happen, you know, just organically.
Right.
Terry Johns and I were talking about the United Way and their great book giveaway and the importance of literacy for all young ages. And then I was just talking with Senator Teston about the importance he read to kids recently and the importance of that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that in his newsletter.
And here we are again, where this isn't necessarily strictly about getting kids to read or something like that, but the promotion of literature, the promotion of books is a part of this, you know, a fun side part of this and everything, which I think is just, you know, unique and cool. And the more we do that, the better we get people more engaged, not just with reading, but with the art world and thinking differently about what they can do to make an art project, just even general, just really thinking outside of not just a box, though, the whole entire every shape. Cool. It's a very unique idea.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. We're going to have some workshops during the exhibit as well, where people can, kind of be inspired by an art project that is related to a book. And we have some new books in our gift shop as well, written by a local family. And the illustrations are just awesome. So it's illustrated by the sister, the brother does the writing, and then the mom helps publish. It's just great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. And so we hope to do some projects off of that as well.
I'm very excited by this. This is very cool. And like all of the events we talk about with the Cultural Center, I do focus, certainly with the job that we're doing right now, the promoting these events and getting people, the community, to attend them and stuff. But I can't help the artist in me. I can't help thinking about how every one of these things, when you're attending these, and whether you're giving your attention and your time or your finances to these artists, you're funding the arts in Wisconsin. You are helping something that is vitally important in this state, which helps when you fund the arts, that helps the economy of Wisconsin, which helps your taxes and et cetera, et cetera. The domino effect that is this is is not lost on me, and I'm certain not most of our audience. I appreciate that. I appreciate being able to talk about these things because that is just fun to talk about. That's a really cool event.
Yeah.
And Stephanie, people could still be a part of this.
Absolutely. So like I said, the call for art will be out on our website next week. You can call the center if you would like an entry form as well. And the drop-off will be July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And then we'll have our opening night July 10th. And the exhibit will last through August 28th. And then we'll have folks pick up their art the first week of September.
I know my mind is immediately, I'm trying to do my job, and my mind is immediately thinking of different things that I could do, and I'm not even an artist. I can't imagine what you guys are going to come up with out there. We're looking forward to seeing it. We're speaking with Stephanie Hartman from the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, and Steph, you mentioned this earlier. I did want to touch on classes a little bit.
Yes.
I appreciate, this is one of the major reasons why I love and have always loved supporting the Cultural Center. It's a great thing to be able to bring art to our community. It's a wonderful thing to support the arts and artists in this community where we have so many amazing, unique, and different artists. But the idea of offering classes to people and, hey, do you want to be an artist? Because I believe this with my whole heart. Every single person out there is a creative.
Yes.
Everybody's a creator.
Absolutely.
Everybody has creativity in them. Everybody has a wonderful imagination. It's just sometimes you use it in different avenues. I have a lot of friends that are in the construction business and that are mechanics. They are just as creative as me in this radio job or
Absolutely.
Acting.
Absolutely.
They got to use the problem solving and all these things just as much. And these classes, I think, really help people realize that.
Yes. Yes. It's a really good start for folks, or it's kind of become their passion as well. So like I said, it is for all levels. So they pick on me again because I say, well, I can't do that, but I really could. Mm-hmm. And I have taken classes and you can do it. But yes, we offer an array of classes. We have Drawing 101 coming up on Wednesday, April 23rd, 9 to 11:30. That's with Bonnie Dine, and Bonnie's a well-known figure in the community for her art, so pretty awesome to be taught by Bonnie.
Yeah.
And we do have a couple spots left in that. Bonnie's also teaching a mosaic garden art piece for your yard, which is really beautiful. We have two sessions. Session two is already full. Session one has two openings. And again, if you use our website, all of these classes are listed. There's a link to register. If you're more comfortable, call the center, leave a message, or talk to one of the volunteers and get registered. And the garden art one is a couple days because you have to place your glass and then you cut. Actually, that one will be done that day, I believe.
Oh.
So that's a really good opportunity.
Wow, yeah.
And then we're also doing a mosaic window with Bonnie Dine. Now, this is a lot more of an intense class. You meet at least four times, and then you will pour epoxy to finish your window. They're not grouting. I think there's an option for grouting, but they've kind of gone to epoxy as well, which is a clear and really gives the window a neat shine.
I imagine, yeah.
Yeah, we have examples in the Cultural Center, so if you want to stop in, our classroom is filled with windows, and that will be, like I said, a multiple session class. We have one spot left, so if you're interested, give us a call. We are also doing wait lists for all these classes so that when we have enough interest, we try to open another class.
Hmm.
Then for Mother's Day, we're doing something different. We're doing a Mommy and Me watermelon bracelet class.
Oh my gosh, is that awesome. Great work. Oh,
so grandmas, aunts, moms, bring your little with you, and you can make matching bracelets. If you want to bring two kiddos with you, that's absolutely an option. And that will be on Saturday, May 3rd in the morning. So a great start to me, and then you have your little matching bracelets
my
for
heart.
Mother's Day.
My heart, Stephanie. I can't take it. Oh, that's so beautiful. That's awesome.
And we worked really hard to keep this class reasonably priced, so it's only $30 for the pair to come and make their bracelets. And if you want to bring an additional child, there's just a small charge for the beads. So put that in your calendar, find a little to come with you. Mm-hmm. And again, you can register online, or if you're more comfortable, give us a call. We also are doing a painting with wool with Jeannie Weymouth. If you know Jeannie, she's a well-known artist in the community. This class just filled last night at the opening. Two people registered, so now we're full. However, if you have an interest in this class, Jeannie makes it so fun. Give us a call, and we've already started another wait list, and we'll open another session of that one. And then our last super fun class that is scheduled right now is Funky Mosaic Outdoor Side Tables.
Oh my God, I love the title. Oh, I love that title.
And there's pictures on our website. You have the option of either a black table, a pink table, or there's like an orange-yellow color. Ooh. You will come and lay your glass. Then we have an open studio time for you to finish. Then you will grout, and then you'll come back in and clean up. This is with Cindy Orzel. If you know Cindy, you know you're going to have a good time. Mm-hmm. She's a great instructor. And that is in June. They'll meet like middle part of June is basically it, June 16th through the 20th. And again, you can register online or give us a call.
Appreciate that. I'm sorry, Stephanie, what was the name of that one again? I forgot. What was the name of that?
Funky Mosaic Outdoor Side Table.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for humoring me. Oh, that is a great title. Great classes. Great things to have available. Two real quick notes. One, really appreciate you guys going above and beyond. And even when a class is closed, taking in names to see if, hey, should we have another class and everything? That's great.
Absolutely.
For the teacher, the community, for the cultural center, for everybody. I think that's really cool. And not everybody does that kind of thing. So I really note that. And that's all the more reason that even if you do think a class is full, reach out, let them know, get on that waiting list so that they know, oh, this is really popular. We should have another class, another version of this.
Absolutely. And that's how the second session of Funky Mosaic Side Table came about is we did a day session. We had a couple people asking, would you ever run that at night? So this cool. session is at night. The one that I talked about in May. Oh, this one's during the day. I'm sorry. The other one was at night.
Yeah.
So, you know, let us know what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks will say, oh, I can't come during the day. I work, but me and my friend would come at night, and yeah. we can do that as well.
And keep in mind with this, you know, any of these the classes that we told you about, everybody, some of these classes were originated by listeners, by people, community members and everything. Hey, do you think people would like a class like this?
Yes.
And, they send it to Stephanie and the team and see, and, you know, you work things out. So if you teach something or you're good at something or you want to share something with the community, here's a great outlet to do that.
Absolutely. Just give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. We do pay our instructors. A lot of people think our instructors are volunteers. Here, but that's not fair. They're giving their time. So we do pay our instructors for prep time and teaching time. So reach out to us. We'd love to talk with you.
And we'll give you the information on how to do that in just a moment because we wanted to wrap up here with Stephanie and mentioning the gift shop and always encouraging people to check that out.
Absolutely. And we've really, really beefed up our gift shop for this opening and because it's spring.
Yeah,
and it's Mother's Day and it's Father's Day. So we have some really great items. We have a lot of ceramic work. We have beautiful wind chimes that one of our artists did. We have woodworking. We have jewelry. We have candles of all kind. Don't forget that we sell local honey and honey sticks and those types of things. So it's really something to check out. The gift shop looks great right now. Heather, my coworker, has done a great job getting it set up. So if you have some time, stop in. And again, if you can't come during our business hours, let us know. We're happy to set up something for you.
Again, above and beyond, that's very cool you guys do that. And I want to always remind artists out there, if you are interested in maybe getting your items in the gift shop or something, reach out to Stephanie and see if that's something that can be worked out. I encourage you to do that, everyone. And as we just got a minute here, Stephanie, I did want to mention just a couple of other quick things. You know, we can't get together, and I don't mention Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor.
Absolutely.
I'm going to do that every time we get together. As long as they're performing over there, which they are, it's free admission, 2 to 4, and they perform every other week, the first and third.
First and third Thursday of the month from 2 till 4. So they were there yesterday.
Yeah.
Making a ruckus. They're hilarious.
Yep, they're great. God, they're great.
They had a good audience yesterday, too, so that was great.
Good to hear. If you have not heard them before, and if you haven't heard Pete Ravel, one of the biggest things I encourage you to do is check that out. Every show is amazing and unique and different, and Pete is one of the best I've seen at what he does. He's
absolutely
very good. There's the Writer's Share program every second Wednesday of the month as well. It's a free admission event from 1 to 3, again, every second Wednesday, right, to remind all of our writers out there, my fellow writers. providers out there of that one. And of course, Artist Coffee, where you can enjoy coffee, great people, and good conversation. When is that one again, Steph?
That is the last Thursday of the month, mm-hmm. so that'll be next week.
Yeah.
And we start at 9 o'clock, go till about 10:30 or 11. We had record-breaking attendance last month. We had 23 Woo-hoo. People.
Right on.
So right. we're like, oh my gosh, we got to get more chairs. But it's great. And each artist, you don't have to speak. I mean, we're not going to put you on the spot, but mm-hmm. it is nice to meet the artist, find out what they do. Sometimes they bring a piece of work that they're working on. They might be asking advice. You know, what mm-hmm. do you think of these colors? Should I add more here or there? But it's really a neat gathering to watch artists use each other as experts.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
It's one of my favorite things to do is talking with artists, and not just artists that are also writers or actors or anything like that. I love talking to people in different fields.
Yes.
I find it not only inspirational, but the ideas that just come up when you're talking to people in different, that work on different art pieces or something, the creativity that can give you and lead into. And it's... there's not everybody that always can relate to what you're feeling or going through. Like just as an example, you know, if you got writer's block,
right.
You talk to just about anybody about that, and they may not be able to relate. But you talk to another artist, whether they're a writer or not, chances are they get what you're going through. They can understand it, and sometimes there's just some comfort and some something good about that. They can help you have some grace with you and your art and the process, along with all the, again, creative ideas and different things that can come from those sessions.
Yeah, absolutely, and. We actually, when they get together, they're kind of funny because they feed off each other a little mm-hmm. bit. And a couple months ago, an artist said, I don't have anything to share. You know, I'm just kind of stuck, I'm not inspired, you know, blah, blah, blah. And sat through the meeting and she's like, oh, I feel more inspired. And when she awesome. Came back the next month, she had a piece she had been working on.
Fantastic.
So that was really great.
It's good to hear. Stephanie, if people have follow-up questions, would like to know more about what we talked about today, how can they reach you?
Okay, the website is a great resource. We try to keep it as up-to-date as possible. Things change by the minute. but that is culturalcenterarts.com. So you can find all your information there. You can register for classes. If nothing else, just find our phone number on that site if you don't remember it from me reciting it in a little bit. And give us a call. And the phone number is 715-421-4598. If we're not there, just leave a message. I return all the messages. You can also email us if you would like to do that. And that is cwcc@culturalcenterarts.com.
And encourage you to follow them on social media, everybody, and share the posts that they make on your page. You just never know who might see it. Otherwise, we'll talk again real soon, Stephanie. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me.
Big thank you to Pam Hilke and the amazing work she does on this show week in and week out. We appreciate her, all of our guests, and all of you for listening. We'll be back with more coming up right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.